Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Today I'll be hosting your show. I'm Robert, and my co-host Sasha couldn't make it today. She had something to do, so I'll be the one hosting the That's a Movie podcast. So you know how this usually is for most people. I just talk about news and the news and what's new in the movie industry right now, what's happening with movies, and this includes, like, you know, all the casting choices and movies in pre-production and any other rumors. So let's get started off with some X-Men Days of Future Past rumors, sort of, kind of like that. Anyways, so movies are usually have a frame rate of 24 frames per second. That means every 24 frames, because movies aren't actual video, they're just pictures. They're just pictures taken in such a rapid succession that it looks like if it's a moving, like it looks like moving like a video, but it's actually a motion picture, and that's what it means. That's what the term motion picture comes from. These are pictures, and it looks like they're, like, whatever they're watching is actually moving. So movies are usually filmed in 24 frames per second, And The Hobbit last year, I think, is they had 48 frames per second. They had released two different ways you can watch it. You can watch it in 48 frames per second or in 24 frames per second. And I watch it in 48 frames per second, and I don't know, it looks a bit more HD, I guess you can say, but I can't really notice a difference. But either way, for the X-Men Days of Future Past, it was shot at a high frame rate of 48 frames per second. And before, when they asked Bryan Singer, he had told them that it'll be in 3D, but you'll be shooting in 3D, but it'll be the regular 24 frames per second. But now some other AICN, they claim that the 3D format for the Days of Future Past is going to be shot in 48 frames per second as well. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't really care. I don't think it's a big deal if it's in 48 frames per second or 24 frames per second. It doesn't really make a difference. Like, most people, they won't even notice it because it's such a tiny difference that if you're not really paying attention and you know what this is, then you won't notice it. And I don't think it's a big deal. Nobody should worry about it. It didn't make The Hobbit any less awesome, so I'm sure this movie won't be any less awesome. All right, next bit of news is that anybody who's fans of 50 Shades of Grey, and if you remember me reporting a few weeks ago that Charlie Hunnam has been casted as Christian Grey, well, he has decided to drop out. He's busy with, he says it interferes with his TV role on the Sons of Anarchy. And we all know that's a pretty big show, so. And this happens a lot. A lot of actors, they just drop out because scheduling. They just don't have the time. They have other things to do. Sometimes they say scheduling, and sometimes it really means they just don't want to do the movie. But since I'm not really a fan of 50 Shades of Grey, and for anybody else who is and really wanted to see Charlie Hunnam play Christian Grey, well, I'm sorry. I mean, at least Dakota Johnson is still on there to play Anna Steele, I think that's her name. Yeah. Some more news here is Batman versus Superman, but it's not about, the story and stuff. It's actually about the music. Hans Zimmer is a composer for this one, and he's just, talking about how before he had said that he didn't really, he wasn't really sure that he wanted to make more music, for this for Man of Steel. He's still not really confirmed to return for it, but he's saying right now creating it is a bit of a problem in his head. And he says he honestly has to sit down and talk with Zach about what he's trying to do because he doesn't want to go back to, what Batman's music was when he did it with Christopher Nolan. And I can understand that because this is a big change. The Batman we're going to see in Man of Steel has nothing to do with what we saw in the Christopher Nolan trilogy. He's going to be an entirely different Batman. And the whole film, I feel like the whole mood of that movie is going to be completely different from what we see in Christopher Nolan's trilogy. Because in that trilogy, it felt more like these guys were just real, just bad terrorists, villains, and Batman was just a guy in a suit. It never felt like a superhero movie. He just felt like he was just being a vigilante and stuff. But with this movie, I'm pretty sure that it's going to feel like your normal superhero movie. And it's definitely going to be a lot different. So he's going to have to work pretty hard to, to do this because it's, again, entirely different mood. And what he did with Man of Steel was awesome. Just the whole score was just amazing. It was great. Okay, so now this is some Guardians of the Galaxy news. Guardians of the Galaxy, anybody knows who that is? Guardians of the Galaxy is a Marvel movie. It's gonna come out, before the Avengers 2, and it's supposed to a lot of these characters are supposed to be included in the Avengers 2, and they're the ones who are supposed to stop Thanos, but I don't understand where that's gonna keep going, because right now Avengers 2 is apparently gonna be about Ultron, so there's tons of stuff and it's all crazy, but they're just doing Guardians of the Galaxy because that's the movie that we're missing out here in a, film universe, and Guardians of the Galaxy is not your average Marvel superhero movie. This is going to be like a crazy sci-fi CGI movie. And I'm looking forward to it. But either way, it's been said that it's wrapped up production, that it's finished. It's done filming, and they're going to go into the editing for now. And we can expect this movie, I think sometime, maybe was it 2014, I think it is? Yeah, 2014, August 1st, 2014 will be the time when we see this movie out in on the big screen. So yeah, I was going to say, this is not movie stuff, but yesterday was the season 4 premiere of The Walking Dead. And anybody who's a big fan of The Walking Dead, you can, it's on AMC and it's back. I didn't, unfortunately, I wasn't able to see it. I was actually at Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. So this happened, the same thing happened to me last year. Last year, I was in Horror Nights when season 3 premiered, and I missed it, but I got it here recorded, and I'm just going to, watch it in a little bit. I don't know when. But anybody else, just I'm letting you know, it's probably going to be awesome. Anyways, more news here is that this is between Jamie Foxx and Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone, the director. And apparently they want to make a Martin Luther King biopic. Oliver Stone and Jamie Foxx want to make one of those. It doesn't really say what Jamie Foxx is going to be playing, but I'm 97% sure he's going to play Martin Luther King. I mean, I don't know why he would really be in a movie if it isn't for it, isn't it to play him? But right now it's just sort of in talks. It's not even in pre-production. It's just in talks. They're like, hey, I want to do this pretty much right now. So, I think Jamie Foxx is a brilliant actor. So if I'm pretty sure you can pull this off. I mean, maybe they could have gotten an older actor to do this, but Jamie Foxx will, have to do, because I felt like there could have been an older actor to play Martin Luther King, but I really don't have anybody in mind, but I'm sure there are some. But I guess Jamie Foxx can definitely do it, because, he played Ray Charles, and he did a fantastic job, and he was pretty good in Django. I mean, he had to be a gunslinger, so it wasn't that cool. It wasn't that much, but still, he's really good, and I'm pretty sure he can do this. I'm sure as hell you can do this, and I'm just pretty excited to hear, more news about this. And some more news here. Oh, this is not really news. Everyone can know this. Hercules, the Hercules movie, the trailer has come out for anybody interested in that. So go check that out. And as well as some like Frankenstein, I Frankenstein came out, the trailer for that. I didn't like it. I didn't like the trailer. It looked really, really stupid. Like they just took the Frankenstein name just for the hell of it. And I didn't like it. It doesn't really look like it's like it shouldn't be called Frankenstein. Should just name it something else. Because I mean, it's the guys who the producers of Underworld, so I mean, what can I expect? It's just gonna be this crazy sci-fi fantasy stuff, and the thoughts of slow motion, so I don't know. I don't think it's a really big. It doesn't look that cool. Well, anyways, Ty Simpkins, yeah, Simpkins. Anyways, he was in Iron Man 3. He was a little boy in Iron Man 3, and I believe he was in Insidious 2 as well, or Insidious 1 of those. I think he was in both movies. I think he played the son. Either way, he's gonna be in Jurassic World. He's been cast to play, I don't know what, in Jurassic World, but there's always needs to be kids in Jurassic Park movies. So, yeah. He's going to be in the movie. I mean, I don't know what's he going to end up playing, if he's going to be like that girl in the beginning of The Lost World, Camilla Bell, like she got bit by some, compies. So maybe he's going to be like one of, maybe a major role in there, like some of the kids from the first movie. But I don't know what he's going to do, and I can more likely he's going to be like one of the main kids in the movie, and so we can look forward to that. And X-Files, anybody fans of X-Files? The movie, they want to make a third movie. The stars of the X-Files, they want to do an X-Files 3, and they want it to be about aliens. I've never seen a single X-Files movie, and I probably should. They all look really awesome, but anybody who likes, you know, X-Files, there's going to be, they want to do a third movie about aliens. This is just them wanting to do this, but I don't know. I guess it looks pretty cool. I think it would be a good idea. I mean, X-Files, well, I've seen very few episodes, but I haven't seen any of the movies, and movies are probably good. Well, Kevin Smith, he's the guy who directed Clerks 1 and 2 and wrote the scripts for them. Well, he's just finished writing the script for Clerks 3, and he's already doing his next film. It's called Tusk. It's a weird plot. It sounds kind of weird. Tusk. Let me see. Let me show you. Let me tell you guys right now. It's kind of well. Here, give me a second. Hold up here, and it's about a guy who has a weird fetish for walrus tusk. So that tells you enough. That can be very weird. He says he describes it as a cuddly version of the human centipede. Anybody watch a human centipede? I don't know how they can get cuddly, but yeah, that's his upcoming movie. Huh. That, I don't know about that. I can never really watch through Clerks 1 for some reason. I can never finish it. But I think you just got to get past the opening. But I never could. So I don't know about this. And maybe it'll be good. It doesn't sound that appealing. It sounds like a really weird movie. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll just wait to see more. And Sony is actually, this is the more news here, for The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Sony is trying to test, like, different subtitles for the movie with the audience. Like, one of them is this Amazing Spider-Man, The Price of Power. I don't know why they couldn't have just gone from the first movie and gone with the most famous quote of all time, with great power comes great responsibility. But they're literally just trying to find different ways around that name. I'm like, why not just use that phrase? It's an amazing quote. But either way, that's one of the subtitles, because, you know, I guess they want a subtitle because you got, like, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, Thor, The Dark World. I mean, these are, and as well as, like, The Avengers Age of Ultron. But these are, you know, these are movies. The movies are based off story arcs in comics. I don't know. And Iron Man, like, the Iron Man movies never did any of that. Most of those were literally, barely any of it was, like, based off the comics. Like, the third one, which is literally all over the place, guys. Oh, God, such a bad movie. Anyways, they want some sort of subtitle for it. But the Price of Power, the second one was With Great Power. See? That doesn't make sense. They just can't say with great power comes great responsibility. No, the price of power. No, with great power. It's really stupid. That's what I hated about that movie. That little small thing just really pissed me off. Like, why not just say the whole thing? Really kind of pissed me off. Anyways, let's continue here. I might have a review actually coming up soon for a video game review for Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, this game came out already September 17th, but it's better late than never. And I've beat the game thoroughly, and I've played through, you know, the online, and it's had its ups and downs. And I'm going to talk about the game, and if anybody, I know a lot of people still have it, don't have the game, even though a billion people have bought it, but I'm sure a lot of you still don't have it. And if you like it, I'll let you know what I think about it and whether or not you should get it. Yeah, so we can maybe expect that in a week or so. Not sure yet. Anyways, more news. Michael Bay wants to produce, is to produce and potentially direct a World War II thriller by the name Sabotage. I don't know. Michael Bay, I've always. His movies really. His big budget films. Like these huge blockbuster films he likes doing, I kind of don't and do like them. Like the Transformers trilogy. Kind of do and don't like them at all. And then you got something like Pain and Gain. It was like. Not this huge action movie blockbuster. And it was pretty interesting. It was pretty funny. He has this sort of way of doing these caper films, and I like them and I don't like them. And I just sometimes I think he's a very mediocre director, and doing a World War II movie, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm kind of, on. I'll wait. I'm waiting to see more about this, but I never really like when Michael Bay is attached to anything. Never do. Well, anyways, for Horrible Bosses 2, Horrible Bosses. Anybody remember the first movie, starring Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day? That was a really hilarious movie. I loved it. The Horrible Bosses 2, there's two possible castings. Two possible, it's kind of a rumor they want in the movie, is Chris Pine and Christoph Waltz. Anybody knows Chris Pine? He played Captain James T. Kirk in the Star Wars and Star Trek reboots, sorry. And as well as Christoph Waltz was in Django Unchained, won an Oscar for his support for Best Supporting Role, and as well he was in what's it called, Inglourious Basterds, and won an Oscar for its Best Support Role in that. I really like Christoph Waltz. I think he's a hilarious person, actually. If I see him anything out of like his usual movie stuff, he's really funny. And he can play a really hilarious villain. If anybody saw him in The Green Hornet, he was really funny. So I'm all for this. I would want to see him here, like in that movie, so badly. So I would like to see that, So some of you may not know this, but Angry Birds is getting a movie. And it now has two movie directors. They want to get two movie directors. They have Clay Cadis, Frigil Riley. Both of these guys are apparently, or a girl, I'm not even sure, are animation veterans, but it's their first time ever directing. And I don't really care for this movie, but just wanted to let you guys know. If you're really interested, now it has two directors. All right then. So I got to start closing up my show now. Next week, Monday, you guys tune in again, same time. Sorry for the delay. This time we were having some problems and I couldn't get my co-host here. She was busy. But either way, we're going to finish up here. Guys can check me out at thesashamarinashow.com and on my column, on That's the Movie. And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr at The Real Robert H, and as well as on Facebook. And go on YouTube. You can check out our channel. Go to Sasha Marina Show channel, and you can look at the playlist for That's the Movie, and you can look at all my past reviews. And yeah, like, subscribe, share, do all that stuff, and comment. I don't know. And let everyone know about this stuff. If you like the show, just tell everybody, hey, you should check this guy out. He's pretty cool. And the last Wednesday of October, which is October 30th, I will be doing another show. It's called Live with Robert, and I'll be interviewing people. Last week I did one, and I interviewed Young Star Gang. You guys can check that out on my, Instagram and Twitter and all that. Well, this kind of wraps up our show. So thank you. Have a nice day.